morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, April 26, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM. We are coming at you in the middle of our membership drive, and I just want to make sure that before we get into this, I do have that number. You may still be reeling from your Greg Palace experience. That number is 877-500-5266. Bit slower. 877-500-5266. We are well up on achieving our goals. We're not going to make it though without you. And am I putting responsibility on listeners? Well, sure. I mean, we do every day, with every breath we take, in fact, we are shouldering responsibility. Because it seems, though, that the people with all the money and all the power haven't been able to come up with a responsibility to manage this whole production. We're going to be talking today. We've got our guest, and I do hope that he will be able to join us. He's a little bit smashed with time. Corey Saylor with the Council on American Islamic Relations. He is the director of their department to monitor and combat Islamophobia. Think about that for a minute. Words have power. The word, for example, Islamophobia, is a concoction that 20 years ago many of us wouldn't have even thought of. It's outright red-hot bigotry is what it is. But the fact that we're actually identifying a particular religion, Islam and phobia. Islam meaning I submit, and phobia, meaning fear. That's quite a word, whether we actually parse it out that way or not. And nonetheless, it has power over us. And again, we should never forget that. We should be fighting against this on a regular basis. There are many, many ways to do that. And you can find these online. I don't have the reference here, but I'm sure I can find it and put it at the front desk for you. If you see someone who is of a different color other than white, and gender too, let's just say it, and the person is not male, and let's just say another thing, if it's a female person of over a certain age, and you see these people being threatened or bullied or outright attacked anywhere in a public space, it is your responsibility. It is not just an option. It's responsibility to defend that person in any way that you are safely able to do so. We do very much want to talk to Corey Saylor today. He may or may not be able to join us. And we have a second guest today because we're in the middle of membership drive, and we are all of us really kicking out all the stops to try to bring you voices that you want to hear, that some of us need to hear, some of us haven't heard before. And these are the people who are making changes. These are the people who really are who we are. I hate using that term, leadership, because we all lead. We all lead. It's a hive mind, KBOO is phenomena. Rather like a school of minnows, or perhaps a beehive, where there is not a leader in a beehive. A queen is not necessarily the leader. If she's there, she lays eggs. If she's not there, they all take off and find another queen. That's not leadership. But nonetheless, in a beehive, each individual insect is part of hive mind. And in the case of KBOO, I would go so far as to suggest that each one of us leads in our own way. Each one of us makes a contribution, and each one of us takes charge of our own history. So each one of the stories that I talk about on my program is part of the KBOO phenomenon. And what we're seeing now, the proposed head of the Veterans Administration, what a joke. It's almost impossible to believe that chap who has helped himself to opiates at a time when the whole world is screaming its head off over the opiate crisis. What about a leadership crisis? What about that? The place where leadership indeed belongs is in the architecture of government. And within that concept, leadership is vitally important. And I would argue, too, that the Veterans Administration is a very unique case. So the fact that they actually proposed this guy who would write prescriptions for himself, crashed vehicles, drunk on the job. We don't know exactly what they mean when they say that he made the workplace less than welcoming. I can imagine what that means. And the fact that his office, I believe it's either across the hall or just next door to Trump's office, the pharmacy was open 24 hours a day. This explains a lot of Donald Trump's behaviors, if you think about it again. One cannot help but put these pieces together. Here's Trump, a not very bright individual, with a tremendous amount of responsibility, leader of the so-called free world, and under siege all the time, attempting to answer questions, being pressured to answer questions. He has absolutely no idea what it's about. And right next door, there's a doctor with a pen and a prescription pad. Apparently, he didn't even bother with a prescription pad. He just go get it for his friends and himself. That said, we're also moving deeper and deeper into. We don't know. We have not heard any reports on the progress of the Mueller investigation, which leads me to think that Mueller is very, very smartly lying low and doing the work, because were he in the headlines, Trump would be probably incensed enough to go on a full attack, which wouldn't necessarily gain him any ground, but would certainly muddy the waters. That said, we, on a national scale, I want to just remind people, too, that if I say American, and it's like, well, yes, we do mean American. We mean that we have an education crisis far, far more profound than any sort of opiate crisis. And when I talk about Oregon, it's because we live here, but across the world, everywhere, in national parks in Africa, the presence of people, too many people, is beginning to have an adverse effect on the parkland, which is theoretically there for our enjoyment display. But again, enjoyment certainly does mean responsibility. We haven't been able to get our guests on. I want to remind people, though, to call that number right now. It's 877-500-5266. We've got friends, volunteers, members out there, many answering phones. Two of them in particular are there to talk to you about KBOO, about what your membership means.
Today on